الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة، فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال الله تعالى: ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقه فأولئك هم الفائزون. صدق الله العظيم. We should be ever grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from amongst those that were chosen to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us fortunate for us to have this day of Jum'ah, to be in the masjid, one of the most beloved places in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that from amongst all the places in this world, the most beloved places are the masajid, and the most disliked places are the malls and the bazaars. So we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made it possible for us to be in a place which is most beloved to him. In the world that we live in today, each and every one of us, we look at success differently. And success is something that is based on a person's individual experience, what he perceives to be success. And that success is of different levels, you would find. So somebody may have a better salary, he will call it success. Somebody may have a better car than what he had previously, he would call it success. Somebody may have a bigger house than what he had previously, he would call it success. So each individual perceives success on a different level. And all that success that we talk even amongst ourselves, when we speak about success, we only speak about those things which are related to our world, to our worldly needs. And what we overlook is what is our success in terms of our dini requirements, in terms of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from ourselves. And that is overlooked at times. When you look into the various ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of success in various ayat. After mentioning a certain incident, after mentioning a certain injunction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about success. Allah ta'ala says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ in certain parts of the Quran. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ in certain parts of the Quran. But then when we look at ultimate success, success that will let us enter Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions about that. And Allah ta'ala says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ every soul is going to taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ and when you leave this world, you will get your rewards for all your actions that you have done in this world in the Akhirah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ this is the ultimate success that every mu'min will receive. That on that day when we are safeguarded and protected from Jahannam and entered into Jannah, that is the ultimate success. فَقَدْ فَازِ he is successful. But there are other ayat of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mentions of certain actions that if we bring into our lives, Allah ta'ala has guaranteed us success. In Surah Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the opening verses of the surah, Allah ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed and verily the mu'min is successful. And thereafter Allah ta'ala mentions a few verses in which Allah ta'ala defines who is the successful mu'min. What qualities that this person needs to bring into himself for him to be successful. So the first thing Allah ta'ala speaks about, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So Allah ta'ala mentions that this person who has attained success, he is such a person that in his salah, he has inculcated the quality of khushu'. We all read salah. We read our 5 times salah. But have you ever sat down and thought that is the salah on that level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant us the success if we have inculcated this quality of khushu'. Now when we look at this quality of khushu', many mufassirin has given many definitions of khushu'. What is khushu'? Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that khushu' is that when fear and tranquility comes into a person. So there's two qualities. One is tranquility, one is fear. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he speaks about khushu', he's speaking about khushu' of the heart. But Ibn Kathir rahimahullah in his tafsir he mentions khushu' means to empty the heart out of everything and to bring the conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our heart. So now when we are standing up for salah, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about that mu'min that is successful, and when we're reading our salah, we should introspect ourselves and see whether we are bringing this quality of khushu' in our salah. When we are in salah, is our heart still attached to the worldly affairs? When we are in salah, are we still thinking of what we're going to be doing after salah? When we are in salah, are we thinking about all of our worldly affairs, our businesses, whether we're writing an exam for a student, whether we need to see to something? Is that what our salah is about? So when Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So one of those people that are successful, Allah Ta'ala says, they have brought complete khushu' in their salah. A sahabi once walked into the masjid and read his salah. After completing his salah, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he makes salam. Assalamu alaykum. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, wa alaykum as-salam. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises sahabi, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahabi, return and repeat your salah, for verily you have not read your salah. So the sahabi goes back, reads his salah again, and comes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then repeats the same thing. Irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. So this happened 3 times. After the 3rd time, the sahabi comes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says to him, O Nabi of Allah, this is what I know. Please teach me on how should I correct my salah. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explains to him that when you are standing up and you're reading your qira'ah, read your qira'ah in full. When you go into ruku', be in ruku' and be comfortable in that position. When you stand up, be comfortable in that position before going into sajda. So each action or each rukn that we do in salah, we should do it with comfort and ease and tranquility. But when you look at the tranquil, the literal meaning of khashi'un, of khushu', is to be calm, to be tranquil. And that is why in salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised the Sahabi that do not read your salah in a fast manner. That way you, there is no differentiation between your different actions that you are doing in your salah. So take your time and read your salah with calmness and tranquility. So this is one example that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us, that we should bring khushu in our salah. And khushu is not only related to salah. Every action of ours that we do in deen has to have khushu, has to have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not only related to salah. The next ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Who are those mu'min that are successful? Those people who stay away from laghw. Laghw again in the Quran is mentioned in various parts, in various ayat of the Quran with regards to laghw. The meaning of laghw is idle talk, vain talk, such talk that has no benefit for the person who is speaking and for the person who is listening. Some mufassirin have mentioned that is many, all actions that do not have any benefit for a person is regarded as laghw, as futile. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Who stay away, that person who stays away from all types of futile actions. Actions that is not going to bring any benefit whatsoever to him. And that is why we should look into our lives. What are we? And many times we find ourselves in such a situation where we are either speaking to someone or we are engaged in something which has no benefit, either for our worldly affairs or even for our dini aspect. It has no benefit whatsoever. And some of these talks that we go into and we speak and the discussions that we have is sometimes so idle and so vain, which has no benefit, and reaches to such an extent that we start going into haram, that we start doing riba, backbiting, talking ill of others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah mentions, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, that this person should stay away from all types of laghw, futile, vain talks that is of no benefit for him, either for his deen or for his worldly affairs. When we're looking at khushu' and laghw, ulama have mentioned that these two qualities cannot be in a person at the same time. They are qualities which are opposing each other. So if a person has khushu', then he will not be involved in laghw, in futile things. If he has laghw, if he is involved in futile actions, then definitely he would not have khushu'. So this is a point that we need to understand. The ulama have mentioned that when we are doing any action, like I've mentioned previously, that every action of ours should be done with khushu'. And these two qualities are opposing one another. Laghw, having futile actions, and also khushu'. Now when we look into the life that we're living in today, in the world of technology also, how much of laghw we are involved in. The social media pages that we have, the WhatsApp groups that we have, WhatsApp messaging that we have, how much of our time is spent on social media? And it is something we all need to look into and see, how much time am I spending on that telephone that we have, or the phone or the cell phone that we have? Can we not cut down on this laghw, on those futile things, and spend it more beneficially, whether in making the ibadah of Allah, making tilawah of the Quran, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much of time you spend on the mobile phones? Somebody may make an argument and say that, oh, you know what, there is a lot of benefit also in it. There's a lot of information we get. It is the same argument that was made at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the drinking of alcohol haram. ويسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're asking you about khamar and maisir and gambling. قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. That mention to them that in it there is great sin and there is benefit. But Allah ta'ala says, وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. The sin of it is greater than the benefit that you're going to be receiving. So in the same way in social media or the WhatsApp messages or the groups that we have, how much of time we are spending on those things which are futile, which are not going to bring any benefit to us with regards to our worldly affairs or even with regards to our akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further on defines that person who is successful. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. That person who gives his zakah on time on an annual basis. We know this is a means of purifying our wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that by giving out zakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your wealth. And that is what barakah is. Barakah is, it seems to be decreasing, but what you can do with that wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you do more with that wealth because you have given your zakah. So we should be punctual with regards to our zakah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many a hadith mentions about that person who does not fulfill his zakah. If zakah becomes fard on him, how he should fulfill it, and we should be duly to take it out from our wealth and to give it out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Allah Ta'ala mentions about the next quality of a person, a mu'min that is successful, that person who safeguards and protects his private parts. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Allah Ta'ala thereafter says, except those people who use the private parts in those avenues which are halal, and they use it for their wives, or use it for the female servants at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the slave girls. For them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it halal. Anything beyond that, فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. And definitely they have transgressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us to task of how we use our private parts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, I guarantee a person Jannah. I guarantee a person Jannah. That person who look after the organs بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَبَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ. That organ that is between the two jaws, the tongue, that if he look after his tongue, and he look after what is between his two legs, his private parts, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will guarantee this person Jannah. And in today's time, there are so many things that calls us towards haram. And that is why we should always engage ourselves in actions which brings the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do our salah, like I've mentioned, if you have khushu' in our salah, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That the same salah that you are doing will safeguard and protect you from fahsha and from munkar, from those things which are haram. So two things that Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I've mentioned in the hadith, that ma bayna lihyay, the tongue, so if you stay away from futile talk, if you stay away from things that will hurt your next Muslim brother, and if you safeguard and protect what is between your legs, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has granted such a person Jannah. Has guaranteed such a person Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith mentions, Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. That person, a person who's a Muslim, does not harm another Muslim, either with his tongue or with his hands. So these are the qualities that we should try to bring into our lives of a person that is successful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Allah Ta'ala has specifically mentioned that these people are successful. Another quality that we should bring into our lives, another category of people that Allah Ta'ala mentions. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ Who are these people that are successful? Allah Ta'ala says that they fulfill the amana that is given to them and they fulfill the promises that they make. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith mentions ayatul munafiq is thalath, that the qualities of a munafiq is three. Iza haddatha kadhaba, when he speaks lies. Wa iza wa'ada akhlafa, when he promises someone, he breaks his promise. Wa iza atumina khana, and when his trust is given, amana is given to him, he makes khiyana. He does not fulfill the trust. And these three qualities, unfortunately, sometimes we find it in ourselves. We are all human. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every mu'min will commit a sin. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ But the best of sinners are those that make tawbah. So somewhere along the line in our life, we may have either broken a promise, do not fulfill an amana, or we may have spoken lies. We should look into ourselves and we should ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and make tawbah. So by bringing these qualities into our lives, verily Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will make us from amongst those that are successful. It is upon all of us here, including myself, that we should introspect and see whether we've got khushu' in our salah, whether we're reading our salah on time. That's also one of the qualities Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran. That person who reads his salah on time, and all our actions, whether it is our sawm, whether it is our performance of hajj, whether it is giving of zakah, is dependent on a specific time. And we should read our salah on time and do not delay our salah unnecessarily. So these are the qualities that we should try to bring into ourselves. And inshallah, by bringing these into ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us from amongst the successful. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.